Prayer is the way you talk with God, and talking with Him is essential to revival in your spirit. Consider these Bible statements which reflect a hunger for and the blessings of finding God. Jesus said, "Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." The psalmist wrote, "As the hart pants after the water brook, so pants my soul after thee, O God." A prophet of God named Azariah announced, "The Lord is with you while you're with Him. If you seek Him, He will be found of you." A hunger for God is the fourth of the five elements in the formula for revival set forth in 2 Chronicles 7:14. "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land." The hunger for God of which I speak is reflected in His requirement that we seek His face. But what is the face of God? Well, face is used with several meanings in the Bible. It may mean surface as we speak of the face of the ground. It may mean the front of the head as we speak of looking at your face in a mirror. It may mean presence as the Bible calls us to honor the face of an old man. It may mean approval, favor, as when God turns His face toward a people in blessing or His face away from them in judgment. When we're told to seek the face of God, it has a solemn spiritual application. What does it mean to seek the face of God? It means to desire His presence and to receive His approval. You get the idea in Psalm 42:1, where the psalmist likens his desire for God to the deer's desire for water. In Psalm 63:1, the psalmist said, "My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. I have looked for you in the sanctuary to see your power and your glory." That hungering and thirsting for God is the motive that makes one seek Him. But to meet with God is more than desire. It means we discipline our motives and actions to put away everything that displeases Him and to take up all that pleases Him. There is an element of discipline of heart and mind in seeking God. King Asa, ruler over Judah, led his people in seeking the face of God. The Bible reports, "They entered into a covenant to seek the Lord God of their fathers with all their heart and with all their souls. And then they took an oath before the Lord and sought Him with all their soul, and He was found by them." You can seek the face of God as did the saints of old. He will be found by you just as He was found by them. So resolve to do it. Seek the Lord while He may be found and call upon Him while it is near. But how does one seek the face of God? I give you four guidelines in seeking the face of God for real revival. The first requirement is that you be sincere. The biblical promise says that you will seek the Lord your God and you will find Him if you seek for Him with all your heart and all of your soul. Half-heartedness is hypocrisy before God. He will not respond to you unless you are sincere. Like King Josiah of old, there must be a solemn preparation of your heart, a purifying of your motives and sanctifying of your desires when you seek the Lord. John chapter 2 tells about certain people who believed in Jesus when they saw the signs which He did. But Jesus did not entrust Himself to them because He understood them. That means He discerned that their faith was superficial and their interest was fleeting. Now God demands sincerity in the person who would do business with Him. Jeremiah the prophet spoke these words for God, "You will call upon me and go and pray to me and I will listen to you. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart, and I will be found of you, says the Lord." Now, does that explain why you have sought God and not found Him? Does that encourage you to be deeply serious in seeking the Lord for spiritual renewal today? The second requirement in seeking the face of God is that you be repentant. Now, God never approves sin. He never receives in peace the person whose sins are unconfessed and unforgiven. He says through His prophet Hosea, "I will return again to my place till they acknowledge their offense. Then they will seek my face. In their affliction, they will earnestly seek me." In response to their sincere repentance, indicated by the confession of their sins, God promises to meet and to forgive and to renew. Who may ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who may stand in His holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to an idol, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Repentance means to turn. In revival, it is to turn from sin to God. It is to turn with sorrow that you've sinned against a holy and sinless God. It means to turn with the full intention of forsaking every sin and to live holy before God. 2 Chronicles 15, verses 8 to 16 gives these elements of repentance. You remove all substitutes for God. You restore a true worship of God. You recognize the rightful claim of God. You make a binding covenant with God. You rejoice in fellowship with God. And you reject all that refuses to submit to God. Knowing those requirements, begin the doing of it now. The third requirement is that if you seek the face of God, you must be prayerful. Seeking the Lord and making supplications to the Lord are commonly joined in biblical appeals. Daniel tells how he sought the Lord, saying, I set my face toward the Lord God to make request by prayer and supplications with fasting, sackcloth, and ashes. And I prayed to the Lord my God and made confession. Prayer is the way you talk with God, and talking with Him is essential to revival in your spirit. The fourth requirement in seeking the face of God is to be persistent. God lamented at some whose goodness was as the morning cloud and as the dew which goes away as soon as the sun arises. How tragic. And yet there are many who desire God but lack depth. They desire to meet God but do not desire to be committed to Him for life. And God knows whether you will be faithful. He will respond to you according to the depth of your concern. The Lord looks down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there are any that understand and seek God. The Lord searches all hearts and understand all the imaginations of the thoughts. If you seek Him, He will be found. I urge you to follow the example of the patriarch Ezra. He prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord and to do it and to teach in Israel statutes and judgments. God met with him and he became a blessing to his nation to lead her in true revival. Consider this testimony by Jeremiah the prophet. The Lord is good to those that wait for him, to the soul that seeks him. That means he will meet with you and extend his goodness to you if you seek him sincerely. So the fourth prerequisite to revival is to seek the Lord. Let us do it earnestly and immediately. Father, we do long for your presence to be manifest in our hearts and in our lives. And we resolve from this moment to seek you as you've commanded. We anticipate the joy of meeting you. And we thank you for giving us the privilege of real revival in our day. In Jesus' name, amen.